December 19th, a bittersweet end. So I went to the angel and told him to give me the little scroll. And he said to me, "Take and eat it. It will make your stomach bitter, but in your mouth it will be as sweet as honey." Revelation 10:9. While Jesus' revelation is directly about the kingdom and Rome, it's also a picture of the way things always happen. We see in the seven seals what the process of worldly persecution, followed by God's judgment and wrath, look like from the church's perspective. The seven trumpets give us an idea of what it's like to suffer such things without Jesus. As humans, we look forward to a day of reckoning. The evil and corruption of governments and the injustices and inequalities of society cause us to say, "I can't wait." But the revelation should cause us to ponder how terrible that judgment will be for those without Jesus. Some people who do not know him, we call good people. They are our friends, neighbors, relatives, maybe even children, parents, or spouses. So when I digest this bit of God's word, I'm kind of like John. At first, the words may be quite sweet, but yet, so bitter are they. If the thought of the unsaved suffering and dying without Jesus doesn't cause our stomachs to turn, even just a little, we need a new attitude. Pray that God increases your heart's burden for those who do not know Jesus and leads you to do something about it.